play ball.
This is the Locked On Reds podcast on a Wednesday. Great to have you in. I'm James Erpine, and I have great news. Daily Reds podcast is now on Spotify. It's on iTunes, which thank you so much for giving us the five-star reviews that you've given us. And we're working to get it on Google Play. That should be up any day as we continue to branch out. It is already on Stitcher, or so I've been told. So now we're on Stitcher, we're on Spotify, we're on iTunes, and we're on LockedOnReds.com, which, looking for writers, I've had a few people contact me. If you are interested in writing for Locked On Reds, give me a, you can follow me on Twitter and direct message me if you want to do it that way, or email me. James Erpine at ESPN1530.com. I read a really good piece today from a gentleman on Twitter, at Chuck Scrabbles. And he writes for Red Reporter, and he's writing about Alex Cobb. And Alex Cobb is one of the veteran pitchers that we've discussed here on this podcast. And I promise you, I'm not going to go into a bunch here on Alex Cobb. But in my mind, let's say you're for signing a veteran, and I think most fans are naturally for signing a veteran pitcher, especially a guy. Veteran doesn't mean old. Veteran sometimes means good, and Cobb could mean good. I mean, last year he threw for, 179 innings, notched a 3.66 ERA. So what he would do is he'd give you someone proven. And he wouldn't cost what Jake Arrieta cost. He wouldn't cost what Lance Lynn cost. He wouldn't cost that. And to me, the reason I think there's a chance this happens is because if I'm Brian Price, I'm serious about this. If I'm Brian Price and I'm watching Anthony DeSclafani get injured, Brandon Finnegan get injured, and I know Brandon Finnegan's still expected to make the rotation, still expected to be okay after the injury. Come on. If I'm Brian Price, I'm like, all right, Dick, you got to give me a chance here. You want me to show you what I'm made of as a manager? Can I get some kind of talent? Ever since I got here, I haven't had any talent. I haven't had anything but young guys, and we're starting to kind of figure out what some of these guys are, but they're young. Can I get a guy that I can rely on? Right now, who can I rely on? Homer Bailey? I have no idea. Luis Castillo looked good. I have no idea. Brandon Finnegan, clearly that's up in the air. Sal Romano's where all my eggs are going in that basket. No. I mean, think about it. I mean, there's so many. You got Tyler Mahle. Right now, that's probably who I think are the five starters projected for the rotation now with DeSclafani down. Robert Stevenson, you're going to put your eggs in his basket? Look, I get it. You know, I defended Robert Stevenson for struggling in a spring training start because I thought it was silly to overanalyze it. But at the same time, at some point, you're going to have someone you can rely on. Who out of those guys can you rely on? And the reason it's so apparent to me, and the reason I think it could happen, is because I started to look around, and I knew it beforehand, but I started to look around at that rotation the moment DeSclafani went down. The moment I heard Brandon Finnegan was walking off the mound and wasn't throwing another pitch. Because you realize how thin it can be the moment a couple guys get injured. The moment a couple young guys that haven't thrown a whole season in the majors. Think about it. Finnegan has one full season in the majors, really? Who knows? Homer Bailey, when's the last time he pitched a full season? So you're going to have depth. You're going to have players in place. And if I'm Brian Price, I want a fair opportunity, a fair chance, a fair opportunity to command this job. Look, he's probably sick and tired again about hearing how Barry Larkin's going to take his job, and he just wants a chance. And I wouldn't blame him at this point if that's the case. But at the same time, I would be worried if I was Brian Price. Who's winning with that group? And one pitcher isn't going to make or break the Reds. But offering some sort of stability is important. And I think it's something that, if I'm Brian Price, I'm pushing for, it doesn't necessarily have to be Cobb, but a veteran starter that I think can give us 30 starts. In my mind, if I'm Price, that's what I'm thinking. Who can give us 30 starts right now? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Give me an answer. Give me a good answer. Give me some guy, even if it's not the first, you know, the number one guy who's starting on opening day. Who cares? A guy in the rotation that you could pencil in for 30 starts, for 150 innings, 170 innings. Cobb could be that guy. Someone else could be that guy. And that's what I'm looking at. If I'm Brian Price, I'm like, come on, man, give me some help. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. Let's hear from Zach Cozart in just a second. You're going to hear from Zach Cozart of playing his former team, the Reds, obviously, and Homer Bailey on his struggles. He struggled the other day on the mound, struggled on Monday. You'll hear from Bailey as well. Make sure you check us out, LockedOnReds.com. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. We do it every single day. I did miss yesterday. I'm sorry. Schedule-wise, it just sometimes things happen. The good news is this was what I had planned. There's not a ton happening in spring training, good or bad, besides the Reds are losing a significant amount of games, which, again, it's spring training. I prefaced that, the start of this podcast with that I wasn't going to break down spring training games for you. But overall, this is what I had planned for yesterday. So it's not like you're missing out on anything, I promise. But you'll hear from Homer Bailey and new Angel, former Red Zach Cozart, in just a second here on the Locked On Reds podcast. This is the Locked On Reds podcast, giving you your daily Reds fix each and every day. I'm James Erpine, host of Locked On Reds. It's our 15th episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're on Stitcher, iTunes, and now Spotify, working on Google Play, and every podcast posted on LockedOnReds.com. Speaking of the Reds, former Red Zach Cozart played the Reds the other day. Here is Zach Cozart, the shortstop for the Angels, talking about playing his former team.
I miss the Red Legs in the sense that the guys over there, I came up with a lot of those guys. I played with Devin, you know, I was drafted with him in 07, and so I've been around him for 10 years, and playing with Joey and having Brian, you know, he was the pitching coach when I first came up, so there's just a lot of guys over there that obviously I miss, but I love where I'm at. You know, I'm excited to be an Angel, and I'll always cherish those the Red Leg days, and I'll miss Cincinnati, but it was just time to move on.
That's Zach Cozart, and I don't blame him. I don't blame him for moving on. I get it. Totally understand it. But, Zach Cozart on facing the Reds, and it does wonder. You do wonder what they're going to do at that spot. Will Jose Peraza be able to fill it out? Will it be Nick Senzel later in the season? Will it be a free agent? I could see that as well. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. One more here. Here's Homer Bailey. He struggled the other day. Doesn't seem too concerned about his struggles.
Wasn't very sharp in the first inning, you know. And then kind of as the game went on, you know, I felt a lot better. And the biggest thing is health, you know, and right now I feel really well. So then it's just executing pitches, you know, and right now because it's still kind of early, you are going to have those little misses. You're going to catch more plate, which for right now, I'd rather catch more plate than, you know, maybe walking three guys a game. You know, I know I had one in the first, but I think overall just trying to stay in the zone, you know, make them put it in play. And then as you sharpen up, you know, those ground balls get hit a little bit softer or they're swinging this. You start having a better idea of where your stuff is and how to go about that.
That's Homer Bailey. And that is the one thing I'll give him. Look, he's been there, done that. He's not worried about a little struggles in spring training. And he shouldn't be. And I get it. I totally understand it. And that'll be interesting to see how he plays out. He said it, and I've said it, and that's the thing. The biggest thing with Homer Bailey is health. Can he stay healthy all year? If so, I have a feeling he can be one of those veteran guys that is stable. You know, he's not going to be great. He's not going to have a bunch of no-hitters or anything like that, and I know he's had some. But can he give you six or seven innings when you need it on a weekend start when your bullpen's gassed? Yeah. It would be great if I knew he could stay healthy, and obviously injuries are a part of the game, but I'm concerned. Honestly, every Reds fan should be concerned on whether or not Homer Bailey stays healthy. So here, if I'm Brian Price, I'm all about it. Go get me a free agent pitcher, because then if that person works out, which, let's be honest, if they go get one, it's probably someone they're confident in. It's going to work out. Homer Bailey, let's say he stays healthy. There you go. There's two. Maybe Luis Castillo. Then all of a sudden you got something, maybe. You don't need as many good things to happen to you. Maybe some just happen because, well, you went out and signed a really good player or a competent player. That's how I look at it. I hope that makes sense. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. Working on a couple guests for later in the week as we continue to get closer and closer to opening day. Yesterday, it snowed in Cincinnati. This morning, it was snowing in Cincinnati, just flurries. So it doesn't feel like opening day weather, but we will get there, I promise. Thank you so much for listening to an abbreviated edition of the Locked On Reds podcast. Follow on Twitter at James Rapine, at Locked On Reds. Until tomorrow, I'm James Rapine. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Locked On Reds podcast.